Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to our first episode of the second season of the Trans Lesson Plan. My name is Amari McGee. You can call me Mari for short. It's totally up to you. I have no preference, but guys, it's so good to be back. So good to be back. And I know I've been on a very, very long hiatus. When was the last time we did an episode of the Trans Lesson Plan? Let me put up my archives. 2021. Pandemic year. Slightly. I know that a lot of what I had to do during that time was nothing, really. I still worked, guys. You know, I still had a job. I had 2021. I probably had like 2-3 jobs at that time. I was very busy. During that time frame. So, you know, the Trans Lesson Plan was a vision that I had, that I started. I'm still proud that I did it, of course. Although it might not have been too many seasons, I was still able to accomplish a lot out of that first season. And really just a trial run to see how it goes. Now, I didn't do much of the promotion that I wish I could have done back then. I didn't do as much episodes as I wish I did for a very first season. Normally, whenever you have a season, the first season of something, it's not really a lot of episodes, right? So season one was 6 episodes. It included, you know, a very general basics of some trans history that I came across during my process of education before I got into it. So I'm happy, I'm proud of those 6 episodes. I'm hoping that as you look back at season 2, episode 1, which is what you're currently listening to today, that, you know, you get a little bit more bang for your buck. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get started. I want to really do season 1, episode 1 of really just a reintroduction of myself, okay? Now, I know that I really don't have to because season 1 did a good job, but over the last 2 years, it's been a lot that has transpired. So in this episode, I'm obviously going to introduce myself, discuss what this podcast is going to be about. We're going to cover a wide range of topics, everyone. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper into that momentarily. But really, the goal of this podcast is to provide you with informative and engaging content that helps you navigate the world around you as someone who may identify within the transgender community, or you're an ally who's just looking to learn more about the history. And I appreciate you if you are. So with that, you know, be myself 90% of the time during these podcast episodes. I might also be interviewing some friends, family, some experts, etc., and a couple of various topics to get their insight and perspective on some topics that we cover. You know, like I said, I hope within these interviews, whenever we do those, is not only to be interesting, but also to provide you with some valuable information that you can apply to your own life. Or like I say, just very interested in the history of the community. So sit back, relax, enjoy our first episode. And we are excited to have you along this journey. So I ain't got no ads because I ain't got no money yet. So with that being said, my introduction, who am I? Like I said, my name is Amari McGee. People call me Mari for short. This is why I say Mari in the middle sometimes. It's not a middle name. It's my first name. People just have a hard time saying it. I am a professional, now award-winning LGBTQ plus speaker, professional speaker. I'm an educator. I'm an activist. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. I was raised in Chicago, Illinois for half of my life. And then I navigated myself back to Cleveland, Ohio, which now, currently today, about 7-8 years ago, I now reside in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Now, some of you may know me. You might have seen me around town a couple of times, social media, whatever you prefer. And I have accomplished a lot during the 25 years of my life. Yes, I'm very young. I do understand that. And a lot of people feel as they got to have letters and titles behind your name. But a lot of what I do is backed by academic research. Some of it's personal experience. And you know, that comes and goes. Now, I didn't really have too much exposure within the LGBTQ plus community growing up, which is the reason why I got very deep into the education aspect of this. Like I said, a lot of what I discovered within the community and myself, especially when it relates to my gender identity, was all a self-discovery. I initially came out back in 2016 as a lesbian to my parents. 2 years after that, I came out as trans. And really ever since then, I've been studying a lot of LGBTQ plus history, intersectionality, and the cognitive psychology for years, really in order to educate and develop not only myself, you know, personally, but also professionally. My parents, my family really as a whole, really wanted to be allies for me when I came out as trans. They did everything in their possible mind that you could think of to really grasp who I am. And sometimes you don't really need to know gender identity in order to, for that to happen, I feel like, in my personal opinion. But sometimes you may have to go a little bit outside of the boundaries of just gender identity and actually trying to look into a person. I knew my family knew me as a person. They love me. They've always loved me. It never really been an issue for us as a collective unit, not only with just myself, but the rest of my family members, like, you know, cousins and things like that, to really grasp who we are as individuals. So I think that piece was easy for them. You know, I think them understanding the choice of why I decided to transition and how I got here was really what they wanted to learn more about, which is why me being the educator in the family, the teacher, you know, during the time when I came out, I'm learning myself. They're also learning with me. You know, it was a journey for all of us, truly. And I'm forever grateful for that experience, because without them, I wouldn't really be who I am today. I will also say too as well, if it wasn't for our trans elders, ancestors, and our, you know, influencers, I guess you could say, people who paved the way, our pioneers, I wouldn't also be here today, because their stories impacted me so much to the point where I had to dig deeper into how we started, how we came about, what have we done, how have we paved the way to today. So it's been a lot of pieces in this, guys, of me taking in as much knowledge, research, and education alongside that activism to get where I am today. So a lot of, like I said, my information is always dispensable to anybody interested in learning more. I want everybody to know that. Okay. I really keep it in-house most of the time when it relates to trying to help people within their gender identities or just learning more about transgender community as a whole. But like I said, I try to branch out, of course, to parents, family members, allies, friends, even corporate 500 companies as well, in order for people to get a better understanding of what it's like to be transgender. Sometimes it's really just learning more about gender and sexuality as a whole. I think a lot of people have a closed-minded idea of what gender and sexuality is. So they think it's just two things or one thing, and it's a wide, wide range. I'm talking about like a legit scale of gender and sexuality. So, you know, I have to dig deep into that in order for people to truly understand who I am, what's going on. So alongside that, I am the founder of a nonprofit organization called To Better Understand Incorporated, which was inspired by my family. Shortly after I came out as trans, it was created to assist, like I said, families, friends, allies who have little or no knowledge of the LGBTQ plus community by providing as a research-based educational program. It allows them to perceive and comprehend the LGBTQ plus community from a variety of different perspectives. Now, in addition to opening that, I've assisted probably more than over 200 trans individuals, more like adolescents and young adults, with their gender identity transitions, whether it be interpersonal connections or via appointment, quote unquote style, which reads to social media. And I really want to hinder on the importance of self-identification and confidence in our labels and in our identities. So that's very, very key to me. Right now, I do a lot of the speaking aspect. So like I said, I work with a lot of Fortune 500 companies to talk about, you know, basically LGBTQ plus education, being that new benchmark for that into the workplace environment, corporate America. So it talks about really allyship, you know, community acceptance, workplace inclusion, talks about a little bit of a history piece as well. So I'm focusing on that right now full time, slightly still in corporate America. But then also too, as well, really focus on getting a PhD in gender and sexuality studies, but really it's going to be WGSS, which stands for Women's and Gender and Sexuality Studies. So that's going to be on my new list of my 5-10 year program of what I want to accomplish myself with. A lot of you might have seen me on news outlets like USA Today, Pink News, The Washington Post, other media outlets regarding my professional career. The reason why I've been able to accomplish that is because of you all. So, you know, I appreciate all of you guys for that. To tell you guys why I really started this podcast from the beginning, the inspiration behind this podcast stems from my personal experience as a member of the transgender community. I want you all to understand the challenges and struggles that come with being a part of the community and recognize the importance of representation and visibility in the media. A lot of what I find, like I said, is educational research, academia. So I'm not giving you guys stories and information just out of my ass. You know, I'm actually giving you something that's been documented and found and published so that people understand the importance of these stories that we have. So this podcast is an opportunity to share real life experiences and provide valuable information to individuals who may be going through similar experiences, or like I said, you just really want to learn more about the community as a whole. So through this platform, I'm going to amplify the voices of other trans individuals, provide resources, support to the community. Like I said, I'm going to cover a variety of topics of LGBTQ plus history primarily, but you also hear, you know, RLE, which stands for real life experiences, with the goal of providing informative and engaging content that can help everybody navigate the world a little bit better. So, like I said, it's in summary, my personal experience will be a part of this. Of course, my heart and passion for educating and developing LGBTQ plus individuals, primarily obviously the trans community. Like I said, transforming the allyship aspect of supporting a community that is really just human beings is the reason why this podcast has been created. So what you're going to get a lot of is the amplification of our history, the amplification of the voices of the community, and also, like I said, very, very intriguing, valuable information. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up real quick with this new introduction of this podcast. Like I said, you're meeting your host today. Like I said, my name is Amari Marty McGee. You can follow me on social media at Mari World. That is MariiiWrld, my personal page. You can follow Amari Speaks. That is AmariSpeaks for anything speaking related. That would be where my podcast, any speeches that I do in the presentation, classes, and workshops. And of course, the Trans Lesson Plan does have its own social media page. So if you follow the Trans Lesson Plan on social media, that's IG and Twitter, you can definitely keep up with us at any time. Right now, the website's getting built so that you guys can have a one-stop shop if you need to sign up for some mailing lists and things like that. Continue to support this podcast as well. Although everything that I do, obviously, is not monetary at all, we would appreciate your support for all the Black trans nonprofit organizations that are out there that need our help. Right now, currently, the two that I'm going to be focusing on right now are going to be my, one of mine is going to be the To Better Understand Incorporated. All donations that you make to support this podcast goes to that. And then lastly, the Trans Life Awards, who provided me with one of the most beautiful awards I think I've ever had in my collection right now. I know the founder of that organization, and he is absolutely a pioneer for the trans community. He himself doesn't identify as trans. He's a cis gay man. But what I will say is that he's fought tooth and nail to get that organization where it needs to be. And I would love to continue to support his organization as it progresses to shed light on those within the transgender community who are continuing to impact, empower, and showcase the beauty of all the things that we've done today to get to where we are. So if you look in the podcast description, you will find both of those nonprofits on that page. So if you want to learn a bit more about them, they'll have websites. I'll attach those to the description as well, also to this episode description. So please support us. Donate what you can. Do not be extra. You don't have to be fancy. We just want you all to continue to support trans organizations. And each episode, I'm going to try my best to find new Black trans organizations that you guys can do some funding for. So with that being said, I appreciate y'all for listening today. Please stay tuned for episode 2. It's going to be released extremely close to episode 1 being reintroduced as well. So season 2 is finally under wraps. and I cannot wait to see you all in the future. So stay tuned. Weekly episodes will be dropping, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Peace.